It's Morning Edition from NHPR. It's the first day of October. You know what that means? Fall, festivals galore. New Hampshire Magazine's managing editor, Erica Thoitz, joins us now to give us the rundown of this month's best happenings. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, thanks for coming into the studio. You know, there are so many fall harvest pumpkin festivals every year here in the Granite State. How do I choose between them?
Well, one thing we like to do each month is to highlight the free stuff. Not to say that you can't go here and spend some money on food, but all the festivals that we like the best are the ones that you can just walk into. And as you said, it's the time of pumpkins and fall foliage. So we've got the Milford Pumpkin Festival coming up, the Laconia Pumpkin Festival, which is, let's say, the rebirth of the Keene Pumpkin Festival.
Sure. Yeah.
Both of those are great. There's jack-o'-lanterns, there's pumpkin carving, there's food, there's drink, and obviously those things cost money. But you can walk in and just enjoy the sights.
Absolutely. A good thing for the kids.
Oh, absolutely. These are all family-friendly events.
Yeah. Which one is your favorite?
Ooh. I'd have to say the Milford Pumpkin Festival.
Why?
It's a little bit more manageable to me. Not that either of them are bad or totally crowded, but I think it's a little bit more small town fun as opposed to the little bit more famous Laconia Pumpkin Festival, because that still has the cachet of the Keene Pumpkin Festival.
Which was world-renowned.
Absolutely, yeah. And they broke some Guinness records back in the day.
That's right. Of course, you know, there's always lots of kid-friendly events going on in the Granite State. But what's your top suggestion for parents that are looking to make sure their kids are entertained?
There's a lot of trick-or-treat events going on. There's one in Madison. It's the Purity Spring Resort. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but it's a great place. And there's a summer camp. It's called Halloween Town. And they're going to take all the cabins in the camp and turn them into these decorated, you know, really fun places for kids. And they want to make it like an old-time trick-or-treat event where you can just go out and walk around a quote-unquote neighborhood.
And not worry about traffic and
exactly.
Such.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, it's off the roads. Kids can just wander and have a great time. And I think that's a really interesting event. And they've been doing it for 10 years. It's a big volunteer lift. So you should check it out. It's really a fun time.
And one of the best holidays of the year, according to producer Mary McIntyre, who produces Morning Edition here, is Halloween. She's very excited for Halloween. She wants me to ask you, what kinds of celebrations are going on across the state, specifically geared towards Halloween?
Ooh, my favorite, and one, if you haven't been, you absolutely should go sometime, is the Portsmouth Halloween Parade, which is always on Halloween. It's always on the 31st, no matter what the day is, which I don't know why that matters to me, but it always seems a little weird to celebrate the holiday on not the actual day.
It feels right on Halloween.
It does. You know, it's got that, you know, that real Halloween feel. It's at night. It's a family event, but I would say it does gear a little bit more toward adults or older kids.
A little spooky for the young ones.
Probably. And it's a really interesting in that a lot of people make incredibly elaborate costumes. I mean, they go all out. It's just amazing. So if you want to participate, it's totally open to anybody who wants to join up, but it is worth just, you know, lining the streets and watching it go by.
And this is right in downtown Portsmouth.
It is, yep.
What, in your opinion, can I just not miss out on for the month of October in New Hampshire?
Ooh, well, I would say the Portsmouth Halloween Parade for one. It's really great. And I think this one's a little out of left field, but the Monadnock Arts Tour, I think, will be really fun this year. It's a beautiful drive out there in October. Not that it isn't any time of year, but as the leaves turn, I mean, just driving into that region is beautiful. And you can visit a bunch of artists' studios. So they are all open. It's an open house event. You can just peruse. You can buy art if you would like to. But I think that's an excellent way to both see an iconic part of the state and to see how many talented artists we have here in the state.
And, of course, you will have a listing of these events on your site.
We will.
NHMagazine.com.
Yes, we do. Right there on the homepage.
New Hampshire Magazine Managing Editor Erica Thoitz joining us to give us a rundown of events happening for this October. Get out and enjoy the Granite State. Erica, thanks.
Thank you very much for having me.
It's Morning Edition from NHPR.